At Super Bowl Lex on Sunday, February 9th, the National Football League told ABC News that it plans to honor the 14 people killed and dozens of others injured in the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans, as well as the first responders who rushed to the scene to help the victims. The Super Bowl will be played in the Big Easy between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. The NFL told ABC News that the celebratory atmosphere will also include a somber moment to remember the victims, although the league did not reveal what the tribute will entail. Among the 75,000 fans in attendance will be survivors of the attack, including firefighters and paramedics who rushed into the chaos to help, as well as police officers who stopped the truck ramming suspect after killing him in a shootout. How have sports been impacted by the tragedy? The act of terror caused a college football playoff CFP game, the Sugar Bowl, between Notre Dame and Georgia to be delayed. Before kickoff at the Sugar Bowl, a moment of silence was held. What have players been doing to honor the victims and others? Players from the Chiefs and Eagles, as well as the New Orleans Saints, have been surprising survivors of the tragedy with tickets to the Super Bowl. On Wednesday, February 5th, Saints linebacker DeMario Davis gifted Stevie Kells, a nurse who provided first aid to victims of the attack, with a pair of tickets to the big game. Davis said, "It's a resilient city. That response began with the first responders, those who were on the scene, and those who had to react quickly, and she was there. So it means a lot to be able to give back to somebody who's given so much. It was awesome. That's what it's about." Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham also surprised Ryan Quigley, a former Princeton football player and longtime fan of the team who was injured in the attack and whose friend, 27-year-old Martin Tiger Beck, was among those killed. Quigley said before Beck's death, the two had discussed going to the Super Bowl if the Eagles made it to the big game. Quigley said in response to receiving the tickets and referring to Beck, "I told him if we make it, I promise I'm going to take you to the Super Bowl." Quigley added now, he'll be able to take Beck in spirit with him to the game. How much security will the game have? And will Trump be there? Super Bowl likes will have loads of security personnel, with reportedly more than 2,700 state, federal, and local law enforcement officers helping to keep the festivities safe before, during, and after the game. Security will also be ramped up for a high-profile visitor. President Donald Trump is expected to become the first sitting commander-in-chief to attend the Super Bowl as the Eagles and Chiefs square off.